The Book of Daniel, Number 15, Summary and Conclusion, Part 2. Key Takeaways. The article discusses the concept of a curse upon God's people as represented by the story of Daniel and his understanding of a secret. It emphasizes that whether God's people understand it or not, they are already under a curse, as stated in Malachi 2:1-2. The article refers to the priests of the last days, who are the covenant people of God but are considered cursed according to Malachi's prophecy. It quotes 1 Peter 2:3-10, highlighting that the priests of the last days are those who have tasted the goodness of the Lord and have found the living stone. The article discusses the rejection of the message of seven times by the Millerite movement in 1863. It quotes Hosea 4:6-7, emphasizing that God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge and have forgotten his law. It asserts that the priests of the last days accepted the message of seven times post-September 11, 2001, but still remain under a curse. The corrupted message of July 18, 2020 is mentioned as a significant event in the article. The article discusses the concept of a curse associated with God's tithe and the need for a decision regarding the storehouse in Malachi. The importance of understanding the storehouse and the symbolism of rain and dew in relation to God's blessings is highlighted. The article raises questions about the withholding of rain and its connection to Elijah's words in 1 Kings 17, verse 1. It emphasizes the need for a correct prophetic methodology and message. Drawing parallels between Elijah and Malachi, the article suggests that the spreading of truth through articles since July 2023 may be related to Malachi's storehouse. A vision of a great reformatory movement among God's people is described, with an emphasis on soul saving and intercession. The article mentions a spirit of genuine conversion and a call for free will offerings, with a reference to the judgments of God in the earth. It concludes with a call for God's people to give the message of warning and make wise decisions while probation lingers. At the end of July 2023, the voice in the wilderness began to cry unto the dead, dry bones, as represented by Daniel going to Arioch and informing him that he understood the secret. Daniel, in relation to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, represent the Elijah messenger. And the Elijah message identifies that whether God's people understand or accept it or not, they are already under a curse. And now, O ye priests, this commandment is for you. If ye will not hear, and if ye will not lay it to heart, to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already, because ye do not lay it to heart. Malachi 2:1-2. The priests of the last days, according to Peter, are the covenant people of God who were formerly not the covenant people of God. They are those who ate of the hidden book when the mighty angel of Revelation 18 descended on September 11, 2001. Yet according to Malachi, they are cursed. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, Behold, I lay in Sion a chief cornerstone, elect precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. 1 Peter 2:3-10. The priests of the last days are those who have tasted that the Lord is good. In times past they were not a people, but now are the people of God. They are those who have found the living stone that was disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. That stone is the seven times of Leviticus 26 that the builders of the Millerite movement disallowed in 1863. The Millerite builders constructed a temple in the 46 years from 1798 unto 1844, but they thereafter chose to reject the increase of knowledge upon the seven times that arrived in 1856. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. As they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their glory into shame. Hosea 4:6-7. The priests of the last days accepted the message of seven times when they were led back to the old paths of Adventism post-September 11, 2001. They tasted the message of the hidden book, and it was precious. Yet Malachi says the priests of the last days are cursed. And of course, the seven times is a curse. They are under the curse of seven times, for they have repeated the sins of their fathers. Malachi says the priests profaned God's name by offering a polluted offering. That offering was the prediction of July 18, 2020. For from the rising of the sun even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles, and in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye have profaned it, in that ye say, the table of the Lord is polluted, and the fruit thereof, even his meat, is contemptible. Ye said also, behold, what a weariness is it! And ye have snuffed at it, saith the Lord of hosts. And ye brought that which was torn, and the lame, and the sick. Thus ye brought an offering. Should I accept this of your hand? Saith the Lord. But cursed be the deceiver, which hath in his flock a male, and voweth and sacrificeth unto the Lord a corrupt thing. For I am a great king, saith the Lord of hosts, and my name is dreadful among the heathen. And now, O ye priests, this commandment is for you. If ye will not hear, and if ye will not lay it to heart, to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already, because ye do not lay it to heart. Behold, I will corrupt your seed, and spread dung upon your faces, even the dung of your solemn feasts, and one shall take you away with it. And ye shall know that I have sent this commandment unto you, that my covenant might be with Levi, saith the Lord of hosts. Malachi 1:11-4. The covenant with Levi is the symbol of the Levite's faithfulness in the image of the beast test in the rebellion of Aaron's golden calf. The Levites in the book of Malachi, who are cleansed by the messenger of the covenant, are cleansed in order to offer an offering in righteousness. The offering is the message of Christ's name, which is his character. It is the darkness of misapprehension of God that is enshrouding the world. Men are losing their knowledge of his character. It has been misunderstood and misinterpreted. At this time, a message from God is to be proclaimed, a message illuminating in its influence and saving in its power. His character is to be made known. Into the darkness of the world is to be shed the light of his glory, the light of his goodness, mercy, and truth. This is the work outlined by the prophet Isaiah in the words, O Jerusalem, that bringest good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, Behold your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. Isaiah 49:10. Those who wait for the bridegroom's coming are to say to the people, Behold your God. The last rays of merciful light, the last message of mercy to be given to the world, is a revelation of his character of love. The children of God are to manifest his glory. In their own life and character, they are to reveal what the grace of God has done for them. Christ's Object Lessons, 4:15. Malachi's priests offered an offering that corrupted God's name. The offering represents a message, and the message of Nashville on July 18, 2020, was a corrupted offering. It was corrupted by the rebellion of disregarding the prophetic command that there should be time no longer, that was given by Christ himself in Revelation 10. And the angel, which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth, lifted up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven, and the things that therein are, and the earth, and the things that therein are, and the sea, and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. Revelation 10:5-6. The offering of righteousness that is represented by the Levites in Malachi chapter 3 is as an offering in the days of old, and it represents a message. The former years represent the purity of the message which produced the first disappointment in the Millerite history. The corrupted offering represents the corrupted message of July 18, 2020, yet it is still a parallel event. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord, as in the days of old, and as in former years. Malachi 3:3-4. The curse that is identified in Malachi identifies a test of an acknowledgement of what Elijah represents. Those of us that are now awakening must understand that the reality of the curse of seven times has been fulfilled upon us in the rebellion we manifested in making the sinful prediction of July 18, 2020. We must also once again decide what prophetic methodology we choose to eat. Two witnesses to this fact, and there are others, can be found in Malachi's presentation of the Elijah to come, and also from Elijah's own history. Elijah clearly identified that there would only be one correct message and methodology, and Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, "As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word." 1 Kings 17:1. Malachi identified a curse that God's priests are under in the period when the final Elijah appears in connection with a curse associated with God's tithe. The curse of the tithe in Malachi represents a decision on the part of the people of God. For in order to remove the curse they are already under, they must decide where and what is the storehouse. "Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord, whom ye seek, shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming, and who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord, as in the days of old, and as in former years. And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, and against the adulterers, and against false swearers, and against those that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow, and the fatherless. And that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me, saith the Lord of hosts. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers ye are gone away from mine ordinances, and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye said, Wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, Wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. Malachi 3:1-11. The Lord does not change, nor does he change methodology. Whatever the curse may or may not be, that is represented by Malachi's curse of tithe. The tithe is to be brought into the storehouse for the purpose of having meat in God's house. That fact demands that a decision be made as to what the storehouse is and what was the food represented by William Miller in the movement of the first angel, which typified the food to be eaten in the movement of the third angel. One of the symbols of that food is rain and dew. Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain, my speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. Because I will publish the name of the Lord, ascribe ye greatness unto our God. He is the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment. a God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. Deuteronomy 32, 1-4. Did Elijah truly mean what he said to Ahab? Did he actually mean that in the last days, when the perfect fulfillment of the Elijah movement and message occurs, that there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word? Does the rain that Elijah speaks of being withheld, except at his word, align with the rain that Malachi promises as a blessing? Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Malachi 3:10. And does the curse of the unsanctified offering of the priests and the misuse of tithe that has already been brought about also represent the curse of the seven times? At the end of July 2023, we began to publish articles that are essentially a repetition of the message found in the series of studies called Habakkuk's Tables. The difference in the current presentation is that after July 18, 2020, the Lord began to place some of the old teachings in a new light. He began to open things up that appeared to me to be profound, but I was personally out of touch and unwilling to be in touch with the work I had previously been given to accomplish. From July 19, 2020, I understood that the prediction of the previous day was wrong, and that I was personally more responsible for that sinful prediction and its horrible aftermath than any other person. Then, in July of 2023, I was overwhelmed with a conviction that in spite of my complete failure as a leader of God's movement of the third angel, I should at least begin to write out what I had come to understand since July of 2020. I determined to put into writing what had been opened up to me since the sin of July 18, 2020, and then place it into the public record before I was laid to rest. In the 3 months since July, there are over 70 countries around the world that are now following these articles. Yes, some are no doubt following for unholy purposes and intent, but not all. We are on the verge of turning on a program that will place these articles into all the major languages of planet Earth. For at this point, those 70-plus countries are forced to consider these truths in only the English language. We are already working to help some around the globe that do not have the ways and means to do much with these truths. And I wonder if Malachi's storehouse, that has a defined purpose of providing food in God's house, may not be referring to the work of spreading the truth that has been proceeding from these articles since July of 2023. We will begin our consideration of Daniel chapter 3 in the next article. We are living in a special period of this earth's history. A great work must be done in a very short time, and every Christian is to act a part in sustaining this work. God is calling for men who will consecrate themselves to the work of soul saving. When we begin to comprehend what a sacrifice Christ made in order to save a perishing world, there will be seen a mighty wrestling to save souls. Oh, that all our churches might see and realize the infinite sacrifice of Christ. In visions of the night, representations passed before me of a great reformatory movement among God's people. Many were praising God, the sick were healed, and other miracles were wrought. A spirit of intercession was seen, even as was manifested before the great day of Pentecost. Hundreds and thousands were seen visiting families and opening before them the Word of God. Hearts were convicted by the power of the Holy Spirit, and a spirit of genuine conversion was manifest. On every side, doors were thrown open to the proclamation of the truth. The world seemed to be lightened with the heavenly influence. Great blessings were received by the true and humble people of God. I heard voices of thanksgiving and praise, and there seemed to be a reformation such as we witnessed in 1844. Yet some refused to be converted. They were not willing to walk in God's way, and when, in order that the work of God might be advanced, calls were made for free will offerings, some clung selfishly to their earthly possessions. These covetous ones became separated from the company of believers. The judgments of God are in the earth, and under the influence of the Holy Spirit, we must give the message of warning that He has entrusted to us. We must give this message quickly, line upon line, precept upon precept. Men will soon be forced to great decisions, and it is our duty to see that they are given an opportunity to understand the truth, that they may take their stand intelligently on the right side. The Lord calls upon His people to labor, labor earnestly and wisely, while probation lingers. Testimonies, Volume 926.